So as Max mentioned there, the book started out with an article in Bryant Park, which is an actual gathering place right here across from our studios from whence we get our name. And today we couldn't help but noticing if you looked really hard at Bryant Park, there was a line of about 2,000 little girls lined up around it because something is going on there that you won't believe. I believe BPB producer Ian Chillog is on the phone with me. Hello, Ian. Wow, great phone line. Can I say there's no place you'd rather be than where you are right now?
I can't actually verify that. There are many places I would rather be. Every place in the world other than this comes to mind.
Okay. Actually. Okay, so tell me what you're seeing all around you. What's going on?
It's very pink, Mike. There's a lot of pink. There's a lot of 12-year-olds. Actually saw the line is enormous. I don't even really understand it. just kind of going back and forth around Bryant Park. I saw a second ago this minivan opened up.
Well, we gotta, Ian, I gotta stop you. I don't think we've said, what's the headline? Why are all these little girls there?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought you did that. Yeah, Miley Cyrus is playing
there you go.
At the park.
Miley's playing a free concert?
Yeah, as I understand, I can't get close enough. I can't get past the cops.
Cops
to really get in.
Although
which seems to be a problem for everybody here, actually.
Although if time is money, it's not that free, because I understand that some of these people have been online since yesterday.
Yeah, and I am seeing some disappointment from people that sort of didn't realize the massive Miley crowds. You know, the people just pulling up. I saw sort of girls that they looked like Russian nesting dolls. They were just eight slightly larger than the next versions of the same girl that got out of a minivan.
Were they kind enough to go in order, or did you have to do that math in your head?
No, they were in order. It was nice.
Yeah. Give me I don't know if we'll hear it, because from our offices here on the 19th floor, we heard distinctive sounds. I don't know if we'll pick it up on your cell phone, but tell me about what kind of sounds you're hearing.
I think, you know, there's a frequency that only dogs and 13-year-old girls can hear, which we're not getting. There's some, you know, a little bit of giggling also, some crying, some angry parents. That's mostly it. There's no music yet.
Uh-huh.
Once she starts playing, there probably still won't be music, but there will be simulated music, so listen for that.
But I have been hearing just for random screams, and when one scream starts, it seems to build and then stop, and it doesn't seem related to anything like prompts. Are you hearing those screams?
I'm sorry, say again, Mike?
Are you hearing waves of screams?
Yeah, and I think that's that phenomenon where you're waiting at a show and, like, the roadie comes out.
Yeah.
And you're in the back and you can't really tell, so you're like, oh, no, it's Miley.
Yeah, I thought in real life she wouldn't be a 28-year-old guy with tattoos, but who knew? Ian, thanks
for... I'm not familiar, I don't know.
thanks very much, and a band who could only hope to achieve the skill level of Miley. The Breeders are coming up next on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.